April 20th, Psalm 8.
To the choirmaster, according to the Giddith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings, and crowned him with glory and honour. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
God's Majesty and Our Smallness, Leanne Stiles. Searching the heavens, David praises God. The Lord created everything David sees. God made everything out of nothing, even putting the moon and stars in their place. David senses his smallness in the universe. He wonders why God would single out mankind for a special relationship and position. Yet he's confident that the Lord has done just that. And in case there is any doubt, David declares that this God is our Lord, the one he knows as the God of Israel. Only the Lord of Israel's name is majestic. Have you ever looked at the sky on a starry night and wondered what's out there? Have you thought about God and what he might be like? Have you questioned why you're alive and if anyone really cares? Scripture tells us that God reveals his divine nature and eternal power in the things he has made. We can know these things about him just from considering what's around us in nature. Yet Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 23 also tells us that people have rejected this knowledge and have become enemies of the truth. So David's question in Psalm 8, verse 4, is a good one to ask. Why would God be concerned about us? Why should he care about us? We've turned away from him just like Adam and Eve in the garden. We're a far cry from a close relationship with him. We are distant from God and wonder how we can possibly be significant to him. The Bible speaks to our dilemma. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 through 9 quotes this same psalm and explains what David knew only in part. It's Jesus, ultimately, who became a little lower than the heavenly beings, Psalm 8, verse 5, for a time, and God crowned him with glory and honor because of his suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Because of Christ's death, we can turn to God in repentance and faith, and our relationship with him is restored. Jesus is the true Adam. He did what Adam failed to do. Furthermore, Jesus was raised from the dead and has been given dominion and power over everything in creation. Psalm 8 speaks of the time when we'll fully understand this. Everything will be put under Jesus' feet, including sheep, oxen, beasts, birds, fish, and whatever else passes along the paths of the seas. Jesus reigns now, though not obviously. One day he will come again, and his reign will burst out over all creation for everyone to see. No wonder David sings God's praises. When we see the works of his hands through creation for our salvation and in revealing his coming reign, we can joyfully join in. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Verse 9.